Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes right here on Kill Radio. It's Monday, September 10th. Monday, September 10th. That's the day before September 11th. Keep your eyes and ears open tomorrow, people. It's 9/11 tomorrow, so who knows? World might come to an end tomorrow. We won't have to worry about this crap anymore. Anyways, we've got Masters National Road Championships race results from Bend, Oregon. Also got a chance to get an interview with the new Women's Masters Road Champion, Lisa Campbell. She's a local Southern California girl. Some results from the Prairie City Mountain Bike Off-Road Series up near Sacramento, and some neat stuff. We're going to talk about crashing. I, myself, actually had a crash about a week and a half ago. That pavement is fucking hard, by the way, so you don't want to hit the pavement ever. And we'll talk, actually I'll just kind of describe in gory detail what happened exactly when I went down and how I feel now. And I've got Carrie Cheapel also, a short thing from her on getting back on the bike after a crash, you know, a little of the psychology that goes on when you get back on the bike after you crash. It's not fun, but if you're going to race bikes, it's not if you're going to crash, it's when you're going to crash. You are going to crash. Sooner or later you're going to fall, so just be prepared for that. So let's move into some race results right now. So National Road Cycling Championships, the USA Cycling Masters Road Championships in Bend, Oregon, held in September 7th, 8th, 9th, finishing up on the 9th. In 5 days' worth of competition, there was nearly 900 riders competing for the Stars and Stripes jersey. 10 national titles being awarded on the final day there, September 9th. In the combined men's 70-plus race, Michael Patterson from Old Lyme, Connecticut, proved the fastest in a very close contest among the men's 70 to 74 group. While Frederick Schmidt out of Waco, Texas, rode to a national title in the 75 to 79 criterium, and Albert Piemi from Squim, Washington, was able to hold off a very strong effort made by Paul Tetrick of Colorado, giving Albert Piemi the win in the 80 to 84 race. That's right, 80 to 84 Masters National Championships. Road cycling. In the women's 50 to 54 criterium, Tamara Bezette from Missoula, Montana, picking up the win there by just barely 1 second over Helen Grogan of Bend, Oregon, taking the silver medal. Women's 55 to 59 criterium in a photo finish. Bunch of riders coming across all at the same time. Third place going to Arietta Claus. Second place, Marianne Holt, and picking up the win, throwing her bike at the line, Diane Ostenso from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. That was the women's 55 to 59. Women's 60 to 64, Christine Johnson taking that win out of Larkspur, Colorado, DNA Cycling Race Team. Women's 65 to 69 criterium from California, Solana Beach, Aqua Aldui's Patricia Kemper. And in the women's 70 to 74 criterium, Julie Lockhart from Dunstable, Massachusetts, picking up the win there. Honorable mention to silver medal finisher from Laguna Hills, California, Cal Pacific Export Packers, Patricia Baker, taking the silver there. Men's 60 to 64 crit, Wayne Watson, taking that win. Just barely over local racer from Southern California, UC Cycling JW Floors, John Rubik. Bronze medal, third place going to Thomas Officer. And in the men's 65 to 69 criterium, John Elgart
Webcore Alto Velo taking the win just barely over another local Southern California racer from Westminster, Paramount Racing's John McKee in second. And also Best All-Around Riders Awards going to Women's 50-54 Ruth Clements from Southern California, Newport Beach. Women's 55-59 Arietta Claus taking the Best All-Around Rider Award. And in the men's 60-64, Wayne Watson from Denver, Colorado. Men's 65-69, also from California, Team Hammer Nutrition's Richard Shields taking the Best All-Around Rider Award. Complete the Masters Road National Championships can be found to further detail at usacycling.org. All right, Masters Road Nationals on September 6th up in Bend, Oregon. We've got the women's 35-39 road race, new national champion Ann Perry from Draper, Utah. In the women's 40-44, the new national champion Felicia Gomez from Fresno, California. And in a very, very incredible win for local racer, another local racer, Southern California, Newbury Park's Lisa Campbell in the women's 45, your new national champion, running for Empower Coaching and SC Velo. And we've got an interview with Lisa Campbell we'll have up for you later here on Bike Sport Radio. Men's Masters 35-39, also from California, Time Factory Teams, Rudy Napolitano picking up the win there, followed closely by another California rider, Monster Media Racing's Carl Bordine, taking the silver. Men's 40-44 from California again, Art Cyclery's Matthew Carino in the road race, new national champion. And in the men's Masters 45-49, from Atlanta, Georgia, your new national champion, Brendan Sullivan, and a very fine race by another local Southern California racer, riding for Big Orange Cycling, Jeffrey Cosmo, taking the silver in second. And more California racers taking national championships in the Masters 50-54, Team Specialized Racing's Kevin Metcalf, and a silver medal being picked up by Richard Meeker in that category, and a bronze going to, also from California, breakaway from Cancer Masters, Roger Worthington. So California just kicked an ass in the Masters National Road Championships. Masters 50-5-59, Lakes Area Physical Therapy's Charles Holbrook, your new national champion out of Wisconsin. More Masters Nationals results coming up. All right, and dirt racing, mountain bike racing in Northern California by Sacramento, the Prairie City Race Series for 2012. Series results. Men's Pro and Experts, riding with bib number one. That was Santa Cruz Fox's Clint Clausen, taking that win by scoring well in all of the series. Expert Men's 19 through 29, Kevin Heron, riding for NorCal Hub Racing. Expert Men's 30 to 39, Adam Koch, Team Mad Cat. And in the Expert Men's 40 to 49, Team Mad Cat's Kevin Dennison. Expert Men's 50 plus, Kinetic Cycle's John Grubbs. And taking the season win, Anna Pullman, for Team Mad Cat in the Expert Women's 19 to 34. Expert Women's 35 plus, Victory Velo's Melanie Boxel. And in the Sport Men's 19 to 29, Dustin Yu, riding for Disco Car Racing. What is Disco Car Racing? And Sport Men's 30 to 34, Matt McCarter, riding for DeVries Irish Pub. picking up the win there. Sportman's 35-39. Blake Heinlein is your winner. And in the Sportman 45-49, Folsom Bikes' Ken Bruce picking up that win. Sport Women's 19-34. Mike's Velo City's Daisy Ixquack. Hope I pronounced your name right, Daisy. It's Ixquiac. I doubt I pronounced that right. Daisy Ixquack. Running for Mike's Velo City. Sport Women 35-44. Janelle Martin taking that win. And in the Sport Women 45 plus, leadoutracing.com's Lynn Yelland. Juniors, junior men 10 through 14, Cole Davis picking up that win. And beginner men's 19 through 29, Devin Jimenez. Devin Jimenez. And again, that was the Prairie City Race Series for 2012 in Northern California, mountain bike racing. Complete race results at racemtb.com. And further details on the Prairie City Race Series can be found there as well for you mountain bike racers.
All right, that was the race results for the Prairie City cross-country mountain biking up in Northern Cal up by Sacramento. And as the season winds down, road and track and criterium and stuff, all that stuff winds down, we move into a thing called cyclocross. Cyclocross season is coming. Yes, that's right. Those of you that like to play in the dirt on your road bikes and be weird with all that weird mud shit like that out there and everything. So you've got coming up in Northern California on September 15th, the Central Coast Cyclocross Series continues. It already started September 15th. In Northern California at Fort Ord. This is at Fort Ord on September 15th. Racing for all categories, including juniors, masters, men, and women's. Central California Cycling. That's cccxcycling.com for full details on those events. Great series they have up there at Fort Ord, September 15th. Coming up on September 13th, we do have a Twilight Criterium Series. That's right. People still riding Criteriums. This is a Twilight Series. I think it's the end of the series. It may be their last event. And that also is in Northern California. That's the Ride Empowered Criterium Twilight Training Series, promoted by Heather Nielsen. And that's off of Highway 50 south on Zinfandel Drive in Rancho Cordova, out in the undeveloped residential areas out there. See their website for details. Their website is HeatherNielsen.com, believe it or not. That's it. Heather Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-O-N, HeatherNielsen.com for details on the Ride Empowered Twilight Thursday Night Criterium Race Series. And in Southern California, the third annual Black Cat Cross and Ultra Cross right in Palos Verdes, hosted by the Black Sheep Squadron and Palos Verdes Grupo. That's in Palos Verdes, the old Rancho, what is it, Campo Verde Cross Country Running Course. This is a school district course that's on Sunday, October 14th. Black Cat Cross and Ultra Cross, cyclocross racing for all categories. The Ultra Cross is a three-hour long category, so for those of you that just can't get enough cyclocrossing, come and check out the Black Cat Cross and the Ultra Cross. You can enter the event for 3 hours and race 3 hours of cyclocross. It's all about endurance and see if your back can handle it. So check that out at Back on Track Productions.com for complete details. And speaking of backs, we've got, I was going to actually kind of ad-lib something about my crash recently. If you're going to race bikes, you are going to crash. It's just a matter of when. And I had an interesting pro ride. They call it a pro ride. So much for that. Yeah, a nice little 2x2 formation a couple of weeks ago, and I got a chance to kiss the pavement. So let me describe a little bit of the detail on that. We were basically cruising maybe 15 miles an hour, pretty slow. 2x2 formation, two in the front, and I was in the second two. And unfortunately, I was riding in an area I don't normally ride, and this was in the gutter, way over to the right side of the road. I never ride out there because that's where all the shit accumulates on the road, and that's where the cracks are and the potholes and everything. But, you know, hey, racing season was over. We were chit-chatting. You know, you let your guard down, so I'm over in the shoulder. Instead of out on the left side, where it's nice and clean, like the right tire track. I've been preaching to you guys on Bike Sport Radio all the time. Ride your bike like you would drive a car. Don't drive your car in a shoulder. You wouldn't ride your bike in a shoulder. So anyways, practice what you preach. You know, okay, I lied. There I was in the shoulder, just riding along. All of a sudden, I hit a crack in the road. Now, this is where the road separates and falls into the ocean on a regular basis. I think it moves about 1 foot a year. It's called the Palos Verdes landslide area, which is really incorrect because as a geologist, I'm a geologist. It's really called an earth flow because it's a very slow, continuous motion. Anyways, the earth had flowed a little bit more than usual. I did not see the crack. I hit it. My left hand slid off the handlebars just slightly, and I think I probably had my wrist still wrapped around the bars at one point or something, I don't know, which caused me to turn to the left because my right hand was still gripping the handlebar, so naturally that pushed my right hand out, turned to the left, and guess who's to the left of me? One of my teammates, 100 pounds, soaking wet. We call her Tinkerbell. She climbs like Tinkerbell, and I start heading towards her, and the first thing I do is I yell, "Look out, Tink! Look out, Tink!" She speeds up slightly, but not enough, and I slam into her back wheel, and she doesn't go down, at least not the first time I hit her. I bounce back. I pull my hand up to put it on the handlebars, and I do, and at that point, I'm now headed towards the curb, which is not a friendly place to go, so I turn to the left again. And I remember pretty good detail, actually, because I didn't even get a concussion. So I overcorrect. I turn back to the left again, and I yell, "Look out, Tink," again, because once wasn't enough, so I hit her again. You know, hey, we love Tink, so I wanted to hit her. No, not really. And the second time I hit her, I was not able to recover. I almost saved it. Seriously, it was really pretty good efforts on my part. And unfortunately, the second time I hit her, my body kept moving. And my body was basically hanging off to the left side of both our bikes at that point, with my bike not being able to go left with me because it was caught up on her rear wheel. So, and you know, you're clipped into these bikes with clip-on pedals, so there's nowhere to go except I put my arms out finally and took us both down. I pushed her out in the street. I went out in the street. We both wound up in the number one lane. And Gray, who had the great view, he was one of my teammates right directly behind us, he skidded and completely, like, wore his tire right down through his tire and his tube into his rim to avoid hitting us. He says he's amazed he didn't hit us. Saw the whole thing. He says he saw my body basically rotate and twist, kind of like you're wringing a wash rag out. And I was, like, twisted sideways before I hit the ground. And I landed most of the force on my left buttock, pelvis style, jamming my back. Knees, elbows, helmet, everything. And I rolled around the ground and wound up on my back looking up at the sky and watching the Tweety Birds go around. So I looked over at the rest of the guys had stopped and they'd came back. And there's Tink laying face down. And I'm going, oh, holy shit. And she's unconscious. And we're all yelling, "Tink, Tink, Tink, wake up, you know. Are you okay? Are you okay?" I tried to crawl over there. I couldn't. I couldn't move. My back hurt. And so they told me to stay there, don't move. And, of course, I ignored their requests, and I crawled off the road anyways onto the shoulder to get out of the way of the traffic. And at that point, we both got scooped up and got to have a nice little hospital ambulance ride to Harbor General. I'm out. She's out. Actually, she got out before I did. Didn't break any bones. Had a concussion. Was out for 3 minutes, I think, from what I heard. The pavement is hard, guys and gals. So all I can say is pay attention out there. And I wasn't paying attention. There was a hole in the road. I didn't see it. Somebody didn't point out in front of me. I don't know what happened, but thank God I didn't break any bones either. I do have what's called a sprained back, and that's kind of like a sprained wrist or a sprained ankle. It's a sprained back. It swells up. Got some great meds, though. I tell you, these meds are awesome. And I rode my bike about 20 miles or so, and I'm coming back. So anyways, and we'll have a little short blurb we've got from, what's her name? Carrie Cheadle, I think her name is. I don't know. She talks about Carrie Cheadle on getting back on the bike after a crash. We've got something from her on that. Let's go to a break right now.
We don't have to have more courts and more prisons. We need to repeal the whole war on drugs. It isn't working. We have already spent over $400 billion
as more and more begin to know. The status quo has got to go. They're bound to say yes to a man named Dr. No. A man who makes the establishment panic. Grassroots are growing way too wild, too organic. With no donations from Goldman Sachs, they're still having trouble trying to hold them back. But it's not about a man. Am I clear? It's about a man who will carry on an idea. The script you've been given doesn't fit. It's a given. Dr. Paul has been robbed in every state he has been in. It's a sin when the teleprompter readers keep spinning. Having the people believing Dr. Paul isn't winning. The smear campaign is wearing off fast. Exponentially, we are tearing off masks. The mass media ain't making it fair. Once we kill the central bank, we can take it from there.
Dr. Paul, he's a statesman.
So why do we hate him? All right, you're on Bike Sport Radio. KillRadio.org. The radio studio number is 213-252-0998. If anybody has anything they'd like to tell us about... National Championships. It just went on up in Northern Cal. Masters National Road Championships. We had some results. We also have an interview here with Newbury Park resident Lisa Campbell. Rides for InCycle. She won Nationals. And let's see what she had to say at Nationals right now.
Lisa Campbell, congratulations on your road race
win today.
Take me through the race.
Oh, God. 40 miles of heart rate zone one, just sitting along, waiting for the hill. And once we got to the hill, I didn't realize that there was rollies before the hill, so I went on the rollies and got five girls to come away with me. And then I realized, there's a lot of flat. So we worked great as a pace line, and then we got to the base of the hill. I just pretended it was a time trial and did not want to go home without winning, and I didn't want to disappoint my coach, Fozzie. So, yeah, it was great. It was the best race I've ever had.
At what point did you think, oh, I've got this?
When I made a right to the Mount Bastard Ski Resort.
Even with the minute
I didn't know I had a minute. The motorcycle guy told me with about 4K to go, he said, your lead is 30 seconds and it's growing. But I was like, what if it doesn't keep growing? So when I made the right turn and I saw the 35, 39 girls behind me, then I celebrated a little early.
How'd you like the course?
I love the course. I mean, it's a lot of downhill and a lot of flat, so you have to be smart and patient, which I'm not usually, but it's a great finish. 10 miles of climbing, you can't really go wrong.
Great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lisa Campbell. Congratulations on your new national championship title, Lisa Campbell. Right out of Newbury Park, Southern California. There were a ton of new national champions from California. California does real well when going up against the other people in the nation. One of the most competitive districts in bike racing is California. So, all right, let's go to Carrie Cheeple. We've got a few minutes with her on a little of the psychology involved in getting back on your bike after a crash. This is appropriate.
Hey, this is Carrie Cheadle, and I'm out here in beautiful Bay Area, California. And right now I'm on the lower slopes of Mount Diablo. You might see some cyclists going by as we're talking here today, but I am bringing you some mental skills training tips specific for cyclists during the Tour de France this year. So one of the things that we usually see in the Tour, if you've been watching the Tour over these past several years, there's always crashes. So there's always some guy that goes down sometime in the beginning of the Tour or maybe in the middle of the Tour, and then we see him maybe later on the same stage or the next day, all bandaged up. He's got his broken clavicle or a broken hip, and he's still riding on. So for some cyclists, crashing is not a big deal. It's sort of part of being an athlete and in the sport of cycling. But for some of us, it might be a little bit more challenging to get our confidence back when we talk about coming back after a crash. So not all of us are going to get back on our bike and keep going in that stage race. Sometimes there's injuries that need to be recovered from, and sometimes you're on a real physical and sort of emotional roller coaster when we're talking about the onset of your injury all the way back to getting into racing and being the same sort of aggressive cyclist that you were before the crash. So if this is something that you've had to deal with, I just want to talk about some tips for how can you get that confidence back when we're talking about getting yourself back on the bike after a crash. Because a lot of times we heal physically and our, you know, kind of our actual wounds on our body are healed before our brain is. So what I mean is like our confidence isn't always there when we get back on the bike. So sometimes you got to actually work on that piece and really deliberately work on that piece. So I'm going to bring you three tips for how can I get that confidence back when we're talking about coming back after a crash. So the first piece in building that back is to, you really want to start small and build some, small successes with getting your confidence back. So think about, you can kind of think about all of the things that your concerns are sort of things that make you anxious when it comes to getting back on the bike as like a pyramid. So on the bottom of your pyramid, there's things that like maybe just get the butterflies going a little tiny bit. But up at the peak here, at the top of your pyramid, those are the things that really get it going. Those are the things that, like, that's the thing I'm the most afraid of, right? So start here. So when you think about how can I build my confidence back up, maybe something that just elicits a little bit of those butterflies is going back out and riding with your friends, right? Riding close to people again. So maybe you just start there and build your confidence there and then move to the next level. So really be deliberate about how you build that confidence back up. The next two tips are the sort of the most key tips when it comes to getting back on your bike and getting your confidence back and being that aggressive rider again. And this is, it has everything to do with relaxing your body on the bike. And there's two different ways that we do that. There's techniques for relaxing your mind, because sometimes our thoughts can elicit that stress response. And when you elicit that stress response, it's going to transfer to tension in your body. So you can relax the mind and you can also do things to relax your body. So the first piece there is coming up with some sort of mantra that helps trigger you. It's kind of like a cue word or a phrase that helps trigger how you want to feel in that moment. So what happens is say the crash that you were in was on a descent. So then the next time, as you're getting back on your bike, when your brain starts to cue into some of those things and starts to recognize things that were similar to when you crashed, the butterflies start. The thoughts start going, oh man, I don't know about this. I'm recognizing this. Abort, abort the mission, right? So that's our way of dealing with that anxiety. So you need to know ahead of time what you need to say to yourself in that moment to help yourself relax. So what's your mantra going to be to help relax you in that moment? So the other thing is relaxing the body. And one of the main things with this piece is make sure that you're not holding your breath. So when you're holding your breath, that contributes to the muscle tension throughout your body, and it also contributes to how anxious you feel. So making sure that you're breathing as you're going through this, that's going to help reduce that muscular tension. Any tension that you have in your body is going to transfer to your brain, is going to register that as anxiety, and it kind of gets back into that negative feedback loop. So you really want to relax your brain, relax your body in order to make sure you're relaxed on the bike. So one really great tip for being able to do this is just do little mini check-ins with yourself. And as you're riding, especially during those times where you start to feel a little bit of tension, so don't wait until you're like in your red zone. Get it right when you start to feel a little bit. Just have these moments where you check in with yourself and just say, your mantra can be relax my hands, relax my face, and breathe, right? So as soon as you relax your hands and relax your face, it's like sending a little message through the rest of your body. And the next thing that happens usually when you do that, relax your hands, relax your face, breathe. The next thing that happens is your shoulders drop a little bit. So it just sends the message through the rest of your body to relax. And that's really easy to do on the bike. No white knuckles, no death grip. Relax your grip a little bit, relax your face. And that helps relax your body as well. So as you're getting back into your bike, don't worry if you're not jumping back in like these guys in the tour after a crash. Sometimes we need a little bit of time to get our confidence back up. So making sure you're building those small successes, right? Building that confidence back up, starting it at the bottom of your pyramid and working your way up and building that success. Make sure you're working on relaxing your mind. So what's that mantra that you're going to say to yourself to help tell your body what you want it to do, how you want it to feel, and then make sure you breathe and you're relaxing your body as well. That physical tension is going to contribute to that anxiety that you feel. So the more you could do to relax on the bike, the better it's going to be for you. So enjoy watching the tour. Thanks for watching this Mental Skills Minute, and we'll be back with another one next time.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
That's right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate your listening. And remember, when you're out there on your bike, drive your bike just like you would a car. Drive safely. Keep the rubber side down. Don't do what I did. Thanks for listening again. Check out our Facebook group at Bike Sport Radio and our website at bikesportradio.com. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio. I don't remember much except